T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome. Well, I sat down last night. I have to admit, last night I didn't do a whole lot. We had a tremendous Fisher House meeting last evening. I do some stuff charitable-wise. Had a board meeting last night, so I didn't get out of here till really late. We actually gathered here at the studios last night in the conference room. And I had saw that the whole thing broke with Mark Attanasio after we had gotten off the air, that he had said that they operated in the red. And then the question became, as I watched Twitter blow up, whether or not you believed him. Okay? Do you really believe Mark Attanasio lost a bunch of money? Millions and millions and millions of dollars last year. Okay. That's one side of all of this. The other side of this is, if this is the case, okay? If this is the case, and they did lose millions. And you put $3 million through the turnstiles. You had one of the top 10 franchises in terms of attendance and optimism and merchandising and everything else. And you still lost money. Baseball is broken. This is Mark Attanasio talking yesterday how the Brewers operated in the red.
Yeah, we had an operating loss last year. And, you know, if you're going to run a baseball team properly, the season snapshots, you really have to look on a rolling basis how you're doing. We had some years as we were building. And we always want to, you know, keep our powder dry somewhat for the next opportunity, whether it comes at next season or next offseason. Franchises get into trouble when they overspend and end up with a mountain of debt, and then you go into a long period of rebuild. We have had, you know, in 15 seasons, this is in the media guide, I didn't commission this statistic, the team is fifth in the National League in wins over our 15 seasons, and I put our group, give our whole ownership group credit for that because they've been supportive of everything we've done. You know, top five gets you in the playoffs. We weren't in the playoffs every year, but that's what we're trying to do. And so we don't want to dig a hole for ourselves. And, you know, there's nobody we missed this offseason because of price that was on our list. You know, we did want to sign Yasmani Grandal, so maybe one.
So he talked about, now you got to understand what he's saying there, is that there's rolling seasons. During the rebuild, they obviously stockpiled money. Okay? That's kind of what he's saying, is 1 year you're going to make money, the next year you're going to lose some. The next year you're going to make some money, the next year you're going to lose some. And he's basically saying, look, we wanted to keep Yasmani, but because he got a bigger deal, we ended up letting him go. But we really didn't lose anybody due to money. Is the direction of the team, you know, kind of goes, so to speak. But when you hear him say that, my first thought was, you had a payroll. Yes, it was record high for the Brewers. But I've said this all along. If you have a bunch of people that are around you and you're buying a car, okay, and you've got a whole lot of people around you that are driving Corvettes, and you say, this is the most money I've ever spent. But that's great. But if you're upgrading from a Chevy Chevette to a Chevy Impala, and you're still not running with the Corvettes, what are you doing? There's something innately wrong with that ability. Major League Baseball has a problem. If this is indeed 100% truthful, when you talk about revenue share and everything else that comes into this. Now, when they say operating expense, I don't know if that means overall, top to bottom, they showed a loss last year, or if that just means the baseball operations showed a loss. Because if the team showed a loss as a whole, the entire franchise, well, then there's something different there. Now, look, they also had expenditures last year to upgrade the spring training facility, American Family Fields of Phoenix. They also, you know, had spent some money on some free agents. I get it. They did some things around the ballpark. I don't know if all of that comes into play here or not. I haven't seen the complete total breakdown.
Okay, so I've had a lot of the same questions as you in regards to that. Whether or not the $60 million that they invested into the new spring training facility renovations, whether or not that was on the balance sheet. Last night on Hot Stove Weekly, Rick Schlesinger, Brewer COO, he came on and he talked about that as to whether or not there's a correlation as to why they were in the red last year. Was it because of that?
Not to bore your listeners with, you know, accounting and finance, but, you know, construction projects are capital expenditures, and capital expenditures are different than operating results. So what Mark was referring to is on an operating basis, did the Brewers lose money? The answer is yes. So, the fact that we spent the, you know, $65 million to build American Family Field of Phoenix is irrelevant to that calculus.
So they lost money on the operating side of things. In other words, strictly baseball. For what they're... See, this is my argument, is did you lose money overall? Or because there's many different departments. There's baseball operations, there's marketing, there's, you know, the building operations, maintenance, and such. There's payroll, overall payroll for things that are not team-related, such as the vendors at Miller Park, you know, the people that are paid there. You know, I mean, I don't know if the team as a whole, if Mark Attanasio came on this program and said, look, overall, the entire team, the entire bottom line, after revenue sharing and everything, we lost blank millions of dollars. Then I can say, okay. But if, say, they lost $20 million on the baseball side of things, but after revenue and after attendance and after all of this stuff and after merchandise and after marketing and after all their media money comes in and all the different stuff, and they still made $28 million, well, you never lost money.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on?
Well,
maybe a department lost money, baseball operations lost money, but
okay,
overall, as a franchise, you didn't lose money. That's what
all
I want to know.
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you'd get it.
Because to say that we lost,
when you donate,
you know, operating,
stuff to Goodwill,
you know, last year we operated in the red.
Goodwill.
Okay.
Donate stuff, create jobs.
But if that's the case,
find your nearest donation,
let's just say
at
you take it for the statement that it is. We operated in the red. Then how in the world can the Brewers compete? Seriously. I mean, as a fan, you're going into every year on a whim and a prayer. There's no way to hedge your bets. No way. In other words, forget about Christian Yelich. Forget about it. Because you're going to keep him for another year, and then they're going to put him on the trade blocks. There's no way to keep him. There's none. Zero. And I don't want to see a team that is a bunch of guys that are unproven every year being surrounded by, or Christian Yelich being surrounded by a bunch of guys every year that are unproven and just holding your breath. Because that's a waste. That's a waste. Christian Yelich doesn't deserve that, and neither do the fans. You know? I mean, so you tell me. You've got a friend, as a Brewers fan, I personally, I know it's a question that had to be asked. I would have loved to have seen a deeper explanation of this, and the reason being is the timing of it is just bad. Because you just take the wind out of the sails of your fan base. When this hit yesterday, I was sitting in my board meeting last night, and I started to watch my email blow up. And it was one after the other, and then I had some emails over on Facebook, and people just saying, why should I even be a fan? They asked us to be patient through the rebuild. And they gave us some good times. But there's no, as a fan, I had one guy tell me, I'm a season ticket holder, I'm only buying season tickets this year, and then I'm done. Because my money doesn't help anything. And he basically lost hope. With the statement of,
we spent $125 million and we operated in the red. So as a baseball fan, as a Brewers fan, you're hopeless. Truthfully, I mean, you're hopeless. You can grab a little bit of hope that you can catch some lightning in a bottle, but the ability to go out and say, pick up a Clayton Kershaw on the free agent market, or a Bryce Harper, or even sign your own guy, Christian Yelich, to a long-term deal, forget it. Don't get attached to anybody, because if they get good, there's no way in hell your franchise can keep them. It's just bad business. And baseball is broken. And I would love to see Rob Manfred have the balls to come on a local program and answer to some of this stuff, to say, what are you going to do? We all know what it is, what the answer is. But if you start having franchises, and you've got declining viewership as it is, but if you're going to have now fans give up with a franchise that has been decent and draws 3 million people, and these fans are going to start to give up because just the gloom of finances hang over you as far as your ability to win and lose ballgames, you can sugarcoat it all you want and say, well, they were there, they were in an NLCS, that's great, but they still lost to the team that paid $300 million. They just didn't have enough to get past that team. So what kind of hope are you throwing out to your fans? I want your reaction. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. I want to know what your thoughts are when the owner of the Milwaukee Brewers says we operated in the red. More of the Bill Michaels show after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Yeah, we had an operating loss last year. And, you know, if you're going to run a baseball team properly, the season snapshots, you really have to look on a rolling basis how you're doing. We had some years as we were building. And we always want to, you know, keep our powder dry somewhat for the next opportunity, whether it comes at next season or next offseason. Franchises get into trouble when they overspend and end up with a mountain of debt. And then you go into a long period of rebuild. We have had, you know, in 15 seasons, this is in the media guide. I didn't commission this statistic. The team is fifth in the National League in wins. Over our 15 seasons, and I put our group, give our whole ownership group credit for that because they've been supportive of everything we've done. You know, top five gets you in the playoffs. We weren't in the playoffs every year, but that's what we're trying to do. And so we don't want to dig a hole for ourselves. And, you know, there's nobody we missed this offseason because of price that was on our list. You know, we did want to sign Yasmani Grandal. So maybe one.
There you go. That is the owner of your Milwaukee Brewers. If you go conservatively, from the day Mark Antanasio bought the team for $223 million. Now, I know Forbes says it's worth $1.3 billion. Let's just take, say, because they say, wow, that's a wrong estimate. Let's just say, we'll even go below a billion. We'll say $900 million. That means Mark Antanasio's investment in the Milwaukee Brewers will net him $877 million. Or no, excuse me, $677 million. $677 million. That's a hell of a return on your investment. So if you operate in the red for $10 million or $20 million, the grand scheme of things, it's a drop in the bucket. Now, I'm not saying that, as Mark says, you should operate in the red every year and you should throw caution to the wind. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. That's how franchises get into trouble, and he's absolutely right. I hate to talk about the sale of the team because I think Mark has been a very good owner. A very good owner. Okay? But I also think that, as he had put it, there is a rolling scale here of when you should go for it and when you should not. So you tell me your reaction hearing Mark Attanasio come out and state that they operated in the red last year. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Mike in South Milwaukee. Mike, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call.
You bet.
I think it's disheartening to hear him say that because it's almost like he's telling us that he's not going to go and spend the money and operate in the hundreds of millions of dollars with the payroll. You know, so is that telling us that he's not going to pay for Kristen Yelich to come back?
Look, if you're going to talk about, put it this way, do you want to see Kristen Yelich come back and not have anything around him, or would you rather see them move on from Kristen Yelich eventually because you know that they're not going to be able to afford the rest of the team if they do sign him?
I say that if we're not contending this year, trade him away this year because we're going to get the most out of the investment.
That's one of the concerns. I appreciate the phone call. Because if you would trade him this year, because of his controllability, you would get the most for him. If indeed you are not contending. Okay? If indeed you're not contending. But if you're contending, I'm not trading him away. I'm not doing it. 855-830-8648. What I'm saying about this though is, and I don't want to get into a whole should they or shouldn't they, but what I'm saying about this is, and as Joe writes in the Wendy's email inbox, all this says to me is it's very disappointing as a small market owner that you can't compete with the big league teams. There should be two different divisions, one for small teams and one for big teams, and those two teams should never cross until they get to the championship, and that should be the extent of it. I've said before that if I'm the Players Association, you know eventually they're going to press for a salary cap and the players don't want to give it up. But also there's teams like the Miami Marlins out there that are operating on a shoestring budget and they're not spending at least to the floor. I would put a floor in of, say, $75 to $80 million and a cap in of, say, $170 million. Somewhere in there. And that would then, you'd still get paid, you still have guaranteed money when it comes to Major League Baseball, but at least then, pardon the pun, it would even the playing field a little bit. And every team then has legitimacy when it comes to the possibility of winning games and bringing in decent personnel. Then it's all up to your general manager just to pick the right people. Let's go to Scott. Scott, listening to us in Marshfield. Scott, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
I'm doing good, Bill. How you doing?
I am doing well today.
I kind of echo your sentiments. I think that they need to lock them out and be prepared for 2 years.
I think this is my thought, and I started to think about this yesterday after I made a statement. It turns out that I think I was wrong. But I had said, look, if they lock the players out or there's a strike, it's going to kill baseball and they can't afford it. I think maybe they have to. I think they have to get it right. And I think fans come back in droves if they get it right. You know what I mean?
I agree, because then everybody feels like they've got a chance, like in football. Then have your contracts capped off like basketball with the max and the super max. So you're going to have to juggle, and sometimes you're going to lose guys. But you're going to have to make the choices just like they do in the NFL and the other sports. But at least everybody's got a playing field that's on level ground.
Yeah. No, I agree. Appreciate the phone call. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, go ahead and do so. Years ago, the NHL knew they were in trouble. Okay? They knew it. And they finally locked the players out. And they said, this is it. We've got to get better. Because we're gonna lose out. And what happened was that now they're somewhat back in a similar situation, but not nearly as bad. But they were drawing ones in ratings for the Stanley Cup Finals. It was boring. It was bad. And when it came to overall ratings for the NHL for the season, they were down. And then they started locking them out. And then they came back. The next year, their ratings went up almost 30%. And since then, they've been up. Now, they haven't been steady up. I mean, they've been up and then down and then up and then down. But they've been better consistently Like last year, they drew 4.5 million viewers and a rating of 2.3. And both of those were increases from the year before. And then last year was an increase from the year before that. So they have had better ratings over the years. I mean, last year they were up 4% overall. And the NBC sports ratings are up as well. But you go back 10 years, they were in the doldrums. They were drawing ones. Now they're up into fours and five shares. Because the NHL locked their players out, got a hard salary cap in place, and it's helped the game for avid fans. Now, hockey is a distant sport behind when it comes to ratings and revenue and such, behind baseball, basketball, and the NFL. But the point is, they locked everybody out. They came up with some new innovative things, such as the Winter Classic. They went to NBC. They got some different sponsors. They changed some things around. And their ratings have been up because the competitive balance has been better. I just think baseball needs to do it. I think the Players Association has to realize it's coming too. Let's go to George listening to us in Appleton. George, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill, great to talk to you.
You too, buddy. Hey, what's up?
Just like what you've been saying, if they're setting it up that for them to reposition with the players, that has to be what they're doing. Because first of all, why else would you come out and say that you're running in the red? Like, as a fan, you don't want to hear that. And secondly, accounting-wise, I know they can flip numbers any which way they want to make it look that way. I just don't see how they can possibly be running in the red. He's a smart businessman. He's not going to keep a team. Obviously, long-term, they're not going to lose money. They can sell at a profit. But then, you know how you were saying they have to look at how the NHL changed and how they must change in the future in order to change? Well, small market-wise, they obviously don't care about, you know, small markets. Look what they just changed the rules, and that's going to directly affect the Brewers as far as the playoff pitchers, you know, having to pitch to three batters. I mean, why would you make that rule change? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. And I said it's the
small market.
I agree with you. I said it was the anti-Brewers rule. I mean, they're all worried about time of play, and I understand that to a certain extent. Well, you know, you want to get rid of the time of play. Stop making your postseason go 4 hours per game and starting it at 8 o'clock at night. Dumbest thing you could possibly do.
Yeah, my kids don't even get to stay up and watch because they have school, and you know they're up till 9 o'clock before it starts.
Yep. No, I completely agree. I think it's ridiculous some of the things that baseball just will not let go of. Appreciate the phone call. 855-830-8648. Here's the other aspect of this, and I think it's legitimately a question in people's minds. I'll give you my thought on it when we come back. But the question is, as many people said, when Mark Attanasio came out and said, look, we're operating in the red. There are people that are just going, you're a liar. No, you're not. You're making money hand over fist. I'm gonna give you my thoughts on this, okay? Because to say lying, I want to get into that. I'll just give you my thoughts on it when we come back. Hang in there. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad to have you. Hey, don't forget, if you own a home or maybe you rent an apartment, our friends at Team Hochberg, they want to give you an opportunity to have them pay your rent or your mortgage for an entire year. You heard me right. Team Hochberg, they're giving listeners an opportunity to have them pay your rent or your mortgage payments for an entire year. They've teamed up with the Chicago Blackhawks, the NHL team, to offer a couple of renters and a couple of homeowners the opportunity. You're going to go down there and shoot a puck during the March 22nd Blackhawks game. If you score the goal and Team Hochberg sees that happen, they're going to pay you either your mortgage or your rent for an entire year. How about that? But you can't win unless you register. You go to ChicagoBlackhawks.com/TeamHochberg. ChicagoBlackhawks.com/TeamHochberg. H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G. And registration, by the way, ends February 29th. And you can register and review the official rules at ChicagoBlackhawks.com/TeamHochberg. That is the ChicagoBlackhawks.com/TeamHochberg. Team Hochberg, they helped me. They've helped thousands of people, just like yourself, listeners out there. But they can't help if you don't call. Call them right now, 855-56-DAVID, 855-56-DAVID, or go to 56David.com, 56David.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, 112-4061. There you go. So give me your thoughts as to the statements by Mark Attanasio. Okay, the question then, when this came out yesterday, and he said, yeah, we're operating in the red. We operated in the red last year. I started getting inundated with people that were emailing and tweeting and hitting me up on Facebook. Ah, that's crap. He's lying. He just wants to poor mouth it, you know. And I thought, you know what? Lying is probably a pretty strong word. Okay, Mark Attanasio is not going to come out and look you in the eye and look the cameras in the eye and say, we operated in the red, knowing that he's pocketing a ton of money. Okay, now the question could have been, hey, on the baseball side, I think we take it as a whole. I really do. We don't look at it in the deciphering of what number matches up to what department, matches up to the overall bottom line of the Milwaukee Brewers. But when he says they operated in the red, I think most of us just look at it as the franchise as a whole lost money last year. Okay? As a whole, they lost money last year. That's the way we look at it. So is he lying? I don't know what that means before or after revenue share, before or after the additions made to American Family Fields of Phoenix, before anything that they put into Miller Park. I don't know. But I look at it as the overall operating budget for the Milwaukee Brewers Incorporated total, they operated in the red. And that's where my angst comes in, because as a fan, you're telling me, you look the fans in the eye and said, be patient. Be patient. We're going from Doug Melvin to David Stearns. Carlos Gomez and company are now gone. We're bringing in some new players. We're going to start turning this thing around. We've got about as low as we can get. We're going to make a managerial change. Everything's going on. Here comes Craig Counsell. Give us some time. And the fans said, with open minds and arms, we're not letting go of our team. We get it. Thanks for being transparent. Thanks for being honest. And you stuck with them. $2 million plus, $2.5 million plus every year through the turnstiles. And then the team got good. And then sales went up. Parking went up. Tickets went up. We all know that. Beer went up. We all know that. You hit us where we live. But the team's winning. We have a legitimate shot. We welcome it with open arms. We're not letting go of our team. Now, paying $12 a beer, higher parking, higher tickets, and less payroll, you're telling us you operated in the red after there were 3 million people that came through the turnstiles? That's tough for some people to swallow, because in essence, you're telling us your ceiling is about $110 million. And as a baseball fan looking at other teams that are flying past that, including the team directly that we consider to be our nemesis to the south, that pushes up on $200 million, and they can go out and buy who they want. If they make a mistake, it's no big deal. You're basically telling us if you don't have the absolute, positive, perfect team monetarily on the field, that really, financially, you can't compete. That takes the wind out of a lot of fan sails. It just does. Mitch writes in the Wendy's email inbox. He says, this was very disappointing to hear yesterday out of the Brewers owner. I'm a semi-season ticket holder. I carry a 20-game pack. My question to myself yesterday was, why am I spending the money on a team that won't spend money? I have to ask myself seriously after this season if I even want to do this. If they're not successful consistently and you're telling me financially they can't be, then why in the world would they come to me and ask me for my money if you're not going to spend your own? I'm sorry, I just can't do it. This is disheartening as a Brewers fan, but it's a lot easier to sit home and watch it from my couch than watch failure up close and personal and pay all the extra expenses. I will no longer do it. That's from Mitch. Let's go to Kurt listening to us in Tulsa. Kurt, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing good today. What's up?
Well, you know, I've been listening to this for a couple days now, and I think you're right. I don't think Mark Antanasio is lying to our faces about operating in the red. I think that that's probably true after you factor in, you know, what happened down in Phoenix and everything else. But, you know, bottom line, a lot of these owners, you know, they're so wealthy that a lot of these guys, I think, realize that, sure, they want to make money on these teams, especially the small market guys. But really, I mean, when it boils down to it, isn't it really kind of just a hobby for these guys in a sense? And you know, I think they have a bottom line every year that they figure that they want to make and what they want versus what they want to spend. And, you know, you're talking earlier about how, you know, if he were to sell that team, he'd make over a $600 million profit on that team. You know, I don't know how much disposable income he has, obviously, just laying around where he could sign players and whatnot. But ultimately, if he's a wealthy enough guy that he could spend the money to keep certain players and maybe get a couple additional pieces to keep that team right there in the playoffs. I firmly believe that the Brewers are operating with the idea, like you said earlier, that they are going to have a player lockout possibly pretty soon with a salary cap. And I also think that they also realize that they had a couple-year window there to get it done, and they didn't get it done. So I think that, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, they are kind of in a little bit of a rebuilding mode, I think. And, you know, with these small market teams like Kansas City being a perfect example, you know, they're hoping to catch lightning in a bottle, and the Brewers came really super close the last couple of years. Last year, I think that they thought that they were going to obviously go farther than they did the one and done because they had a stretch there where it kind of hurt them. They weren't expecting that. So, I don't know. It's how many years did Bud Selig operate in the red, you know,
yeah,
and his daughter Wendy? You know, and they were not as wealthy as Antanasio is, but it is what it is, Bill. I just don't know what else to say about it.
Yeah,
that's all I got to say.
All right, appreciate it, man. The one thing I can tell you after taking that call is what I hear is frustration. It's the back and forth of what do you do, how should you feel. It's very tough. It's should you operate in the red? Should you go for it? Do you want to keep Christian Yelich? Can you afford to keep him? If you do keep him, can you have an actual team around him? There's a lot of different things that a lot of fans are feeling right now, which is the reason we wanted to bring it up and just open up the phone lines, because I think it's all a fair assessment, a fair judgment. There are some fans that are now sitting back with their arms folded going, screw this. There are other fans that are saying, well, enjoy it while it lasts, because basically he's pointing the finger down the road to gloom and doom when it comes to the finances of the Milwaukee Brewers. Like I said, $677 million conservatively is what the franchise has climbed to in value, the difference, if Mark sold the team today. But I'm not suggesting that, because you never know what kind of an owner is going to buy the team. I mean, you're going to get somebody that's going to come in and sink $200 million into it in the realm of payroll, or are you going to get somebody that's going to come in and run it as a family business, and they're going to run it even tighter-fisted? I mean, who knows? And Mark wants to win, okay? I'm not saying he doesn't. That's not what I'm saying. I think Mark has done a tremendous job as the owner of the Milwaukee Brewers in many facets. But if this is truly the state of baseball, this is not a Mark Antanasio thing. This is a baseball thing. As much as you can say that there's something here with Mark and you want to get pissed off at the ownership of the Milwaukee Brewers, this is a baseball thing. And Rob Manfred had better start coming out and answering some damn questions about the state of his game. He has to. And I would love to see the head of the baseball union come out and say, this is what we hope happens. Because all they're going to say is, well, if the owners don't pay us, then the salaries don't get that high. Okay, well, the owners have to do something to protect themselves from themselves. when you got agents that are out there, you know, fighting for the top dollar and holding guys out, and you know they won't, you know, they're betting against themselves time and again. Look, there's a whole process there. Everybody wants the dollar, but there's only so many to go around. 855-830-8648. Come back with Gary and Dan and Matt and a cast of thousands on hold. Stay tuned. We got more right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Why you wanna tell me how to live my life?
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad to have you. Hopefully you are enjoying your day today. Talking a lot about the Milwaukee Brewers, their owner yesterday saying that they operated in the red. Getting your thoughts, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, do it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Pizza Del Rey. JR and the staff, they are taking us down to spring training, just like they took us down to Super Bowl. And a great place out there, Hastings Way, out in Eau Claire. And go stop in and say hi. They treat veterans great. I can't say thanks enough to them for doing what they do. But if you got a military ID, go in there and just enjoy yourself, because they really do know how to take care of you. Also, another guy that takes care of you, great people up there in Wausau. That is Dwayne's Cover It All. Our good friend Dwayne, his trusty dog Gus, and everybody alongside. Great place, whether it's boat covers, company awnings, upholstery. Whatever you need, he can do it. And he does fantastic work. Follow them on Facebook at Dwayne's Cover It All, or just go to Dwayne's, D-U-A-N-E-S, DwaynesCoverItAll.com. And you're not going to find any better person. A very honest businessman, a very honest guy, a very good guy. So go to Dwayne's, D-U-A-N-E-S, DwayneCoverItAll.com. That's DwayneCoverItAll.com. Let's get back to the phone calls. And who's been on hold the longest here? Let's go to Gary listening to us in Boyd. Gary, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, doing great, doing great. Just wanted to call with the whole business side of Mr. Antonakis being the owner and stuff like that. He's, you know, every business that knows how to move dollars and make money is going to make money, and they're going to lose money, and they're doing calculations to understand the best way to do that, and then there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're doing the right thing. They're being fiscally responsible, which we all need to be, and I think that they're looking at it from an avenue of how can the Brewers win long-term. Because I think, you know, I understand the previous caller before that was saying, well, he doesn't know if he wants to buy tickets. I'm 3 hours away. I would love to be an hour away. I would buy season tickets if I was an hour away, but I'm 3 hours away, and it's impossible for me to make games. So I go to 5 to 10 games a year when I get the chance and enjoy that. But you know, understanding that we want to see a team that wins. We don't want to see a team that's losing every year.
No, I completely agree. I understand. Even if we're talking about a team that's winning, okay, I want to see a team that is legitimately vying for a championship. I don't want to hear about competitive. Every team's trying to be competitive because you're trying to catch lightning in a bottle, bring up young guys, all that kind of stuff. What I want to see is a team that is legitimately vying for a championship. There are going to be times where you're going to make mistakes, you're going to have to tear it down, and you're going to have to ask people to be patient, because everybody goes through it. Even the Yankees went through it. But I don't want to just hear every year that it's just a competitive team. That's a way of saying we're too cheap to really go for it.
I agree. I think we need to look at it as you're always striving for the championship, and for sure you want to be in the playoffs. Because once you get in the playoffs, then like you say, the lightning in the bottle happens.
Right. No doubt. Good stuff, man. Appreciate it. Here's the other way I look at this. Okay? They don't ask you for competitive dollars. They don't say, you know what, this year we're not really going for it. We want to be competitive, so therefore we're going to give you competitive prices. Doesn't happen that way. We're not going to be competitive when it comes to spending $5 to $12 on a beer. Pick somewhere in between that's competitive. Uh-uh. You're paying premium prices. You should be getting premium out of your franchise. And if you're not, then they should be upfront and honest with you about it. But don't ask me to pay the same prices they're paying out in L.A. Don't ask me to pay the same prices they're paying in Chicago, and I'm getting a team that just wants to be competitive. Because ultimately, you're asking the fans to spend the money. 855-830-8648. We only got about a minute here. Let's carry this over after the top of the hour because I do want to get back into this a little bit. So please hang in there, Matt and Brian and the cast of thousands that are on hold. One other thing I wanted to mention to you, and don't forget about this coming up. We're going to have Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com coming up here in about 25 minutes. Also, about an hour and 10 minutes from now, Rick Bucher from Radio.com, a sports NBA insider, he was the one that had some strong words about Giannis in the fourth quarter of the All-Star game. He is going to join us. And we'll talk with him about Giannis as well, but stay tuned for that. But please stay there. I want to get your thoughts on this. I think it's legitimate, okay? I don't mind ownership being in the red, and I don't mind ownership making money. That's what they're supposed to do. It's very tough to accept sometimes if you're just going to say, well, it's going to dictate our payroll, and it's going to dictate whether or not we're competitive or we're really going for it.
Mark also said a couple more key things
we're
that
gonna
we
hear
have
from
not
that.
Gotten
we're
to.
We're going to hear from that so. Coming up here shortly. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.